The piece is titled Common Sky. It's a flowing metal sculpture with glass and mirror panels that will serve as a canopy over the courtyard of the 1962 Bunshaft building. Gallery director Yanais Seren says it will create a new indoor town square, free and open to the public year-round like a park.
And we don't have so many of those types of spaces in our community where you can sort of just hang out and find different things to do, but it's partly programmed and partly unprogrammed, so you can freely roam the space and really kind of interact with it.
Design plans were also unveiled for the new North Building.
We're not blocking any view sheds with the North Building, and that's a really important facet of the architect's work in terms of siting the building in a way that allows the building to blossom and stand on its own feet without stealing the thunder of the existing campus.
Seren says it will be connected to the original gallery by a scenic bridge that meanders around a grove of trees.
It allows us to connect two buildings in a subtle way and in a way that's very Olmstedian. You are, in a sense, walking in the park as you connect from one building to the other.
A groundbreaking for the $160 million expansion project is slated for the end of 2019, and he says construction could take about 2 years. During that time, the Albright Knox will be closed, but exhibitions and programming will continue in a new space on Northland Avenue. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.